Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we're back here. One more quarter of play here. What he's talking about. The official came over and said something to me. This Pimple's going to drive the lane. She's going to go up. Foul. Missed a shot, but rebound's going to be by Hopkins. Going to make its way to Pimple in the corner. It's going to be up good. And McCarn going to pull away the rebound, and she's going to be fouled by Shepherd. Anna McCarn pulls away the rebound, fouled by Shepherd. 44-42. North Little Rock showing some pressure. They're waiting to see if we turn, and then they're going to jump it. Yonkers does a good job keeping it in front of her. She brings it across half court. 44-42, Mountain Home leading. Ball's going to be shot by Yonkers. It's up, no good. Brewster going to pull away the rebound. Shepherd's going to be fouled then. They're going to get 25. Whitten Coleman with the foul. Pimple going to inbound it. Coach Lynn says a good foul. They had a layup on the other end for Coleman to prevent the layup.
There you go.
Ball up top to Brewster. Pimple puts it up. No good. Brewster pulls away the rebound. Tries to work it inside. It gets out to Shepherd. Going to give it in low to Bateman. Bateman's going to take a bump.
Wow, they call that on the shot?
They're going to get Anna McCorn with the foul. Just send Bateman to the line, shooting two. First shot on the way. It is good. She cuts the lead to one. Libby Foster is replacing Anna McCarn. Cindy Mears replacing Hopkins. 43-44. Second free throw up. It is good.
We now have seven ties and four lead changes.
Mitchell going to bring the ball across the timeline, working against Brewster. Trying to work it down low. They're going to get it to Libby Fosness. Fosness is going to be fouled from behind. They're going to get Bateman with the foul.
Wow, I didn't hear the whistle.
Yeah, I as her third foul. Team second here of the fourth quarter. I'm trying to inbound the play. They're going to get it up top to Fosness. Fosness going to kick out. Up top, Coleman. Right wing. Gives it to Mitchell. Corner three. Up. On its way. No good. Rebound comes to Brewster. Brewster. Drives. Going to hand back off to Fimple. Mountain Home back in this 1-3-1. All kinds of pressure. Get it down in the corner to Gumpton. Gumpton's going to get it back out top to Fimple. Fimple. Over to Bateman. Bateman tries to drive. Kicks it down low to Brewster, and Brewster's going to finish for two. They're going to finish for two. North Little Rock's going to take the lead, 46-44, 6:23 left. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Hi, it's Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on January 3rd at 8 a.m. 2025 brings new trends, and our special guests will share what is hot for the year in skincare, nutrition, fitness, and more. Come to our location next to Hickory Park to network with your neighbors and enjoy a cup of coffee from Cove. All are welcome to share about their business, organization, and upcoming events. Hope to see you Friday morning, January 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Mount Home set the inbound, trailing by two, 46-44, 6:23 left in this championship game. Mitchell working against Brewster. She's going to get around her, drop it down, trying to get work on Moore in the post, and she's going to take a foul from behind from Shepherd. That's her third foul of the game. Team's third. Inbound play. Going to go Libby Fawcett. She's going to put it up off the glass for two.
Perfectly executed.
Yeah, excellent inbounds play. North Little Rock back. Mears tries to break the pressure. Tries to throw in the quarter. Bateman tries to drive. She's going to throw it cross court to Fimple. Fimple, three, on its way. Off the mark. Ball's going to go. Bateman, long rebound. And she's going to be trapped in the corner. She's going to finally get it away. Mears, left wing. Gets it down to Brewster, left corner. She drops it off. Down to Shepherd. Shepherd puts it in for two. Back and forth game. Shepherd gives North Little Rock the two-point lead. 5:29 left in this game. Trying to work it down low. The ball's knocked out of bounds by North Little Rock. Mount Home will inbound with 23 seconds left to shoot on the shot clock. Trailing by two, 5:22 left in the game.
I give North Little Rock credit. They knew that the ball was going to go to Fawcett, so they were ready to.
Yonkers gets it back from Fawcett after the inbound play. She travels left hand in the middle of the lane, puts it up and good. We got another tie.
Our ninth of the night.
Fimple working against his zone. Mears. Fimple playing back forth. Fimple is going to take the deep shot. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. They're going to get Libby Fawcett battling down low.
First of all, Libby Fawcett, number 33, Libby Fawcett. That's her second, team's third.
Third here of the fourth quarter. Tie ball game, 4:54 left. We got a good one on our hands. Mount Holmes, which switch to a man-to-man is Mears. Step back, three. No good. Rebound comes to Shepherd. Shepherd drives, but then has it stolen by Libby Fawcett. Mount Home with a chance to take the lead. Moore working against Shepherd. Moore drives left side. She's going to get called with a travel. She's going to get called for the travel. She saw the double team coming. Switched her feet. Mount Home turns the ball over. 4:30 left. Tie ball game.
Mount Home hasn't turned the ball over near as much in the second half as they did in the first, though. I will say that.
Mears has it up top. She's going to drive. Going against Fawcett. Put the scoop up. It is no good, but they're going to get Libby Fawcett with the foul. That's her third, team's fourth. So North Little Rock will be shooting two free throws the rest of this game. Mears going to the line for North Little Rock shooting two. First free throw. It's off and short.
Could be a big mess.
Great game here, Matt.
Yeah, it is.
Mears, second free throw on its way. It's good. She gets one of two. North Little Rock, 49-48 lead. Moore driving against Shepherd. Going to get the high post to Fawcett. Fawcett, left wing. Moore, three on its way. Bounces around. No good. Brooklyn Mitchell, though, for the rebound for Mount Home and put back for two. Mitchell gets his back, 50-49. North Little Rock back against. Mears gets it up top. Fimple drives, floater on its way. No good. Mitchell comes away with the rebound. Mitchell being bumped coming up against Shepherd, but they're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to get Brooklyn Mitchell with a push-off.
I would agree with the call.
She did extend that arm a little bit.
Yeah.
Mountain Home with the lead. North Little Rock with the ball. 3:35 left in the game. Brewster has it. Fimple tries a cross court pass to Mears. It goes out of bounds. That's a turnover right back on North Little Rock.
Both teams with 14 now.
This is a great basketball game. Moore working against Shepherd. Mountain Home's going to call a timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. Watch it on Bomber Sports Network. Come back for an exciting 3:18.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
Back here, 3:18 left in an awesome game for the championship girls game. Fans are into it. Players are into it. Had several lead changes. Mountain Home with the ball, up one. 29 to shoot on the shot clock. Mitchell going to drive. Layup going to go up. No good. Shepherd pulls away the rebound from North Little Rock.
She had the look.
Yep. Refused the double screen and went in there. Mountain Home in a 1-3-1. Mears kicks out. Fimple, three on the way. No good. Yonkers pulls away the rebound. This is where those legs are tired, Matt. 3 games in 3 days. Who's got the better conditioning for the last 2:45? Mountain Home with the 1-point lead. Gets it down low. Fosnes. Fosnes going to work. Up and under. It's good. Libby Fosnes puts it in for two. Give Mountain Home a 3-point lead. 52-49. 2:33 left to go. Ball kicked outside to Brewster. Brewster drives, tries to get it down low. Ball knocked away. Shepherd drives, kicks it out to Edwards. Edwards, floater, on its way off the glass, and it is good.
Yeah, Edwards.
Great offense there by Edwards, and North Little Rock's going to call a timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
And back at Bomber Gymnasium as Mountain Home and North Little Rock coming down to the final 2:15.
Yeah, great game here. Mountain Home up 2:51, 2:15 left. We're going to have an exciting finish, I can tell you that. North Little Rock set up a press as Mountain Home's going to inbound it. Yonkers going to bring it up the right sideline. She's guarded by Shepherd. Mountain Home trying to feed the post down low as Lily Fosses catches it. They're going to get Hopkins with the push from behind.
And that's the last foul they have to give.
That is right. Mountain Home will be shooting two the rest, as will North Little Rock. 2:04 left. That's Hopkins' fourth foul as well. Mountain Home looking to inbound it. Having trouble. Finally gets it into Mitchell. Mitchell going to drive two and put it up through contact.
Wow, what a tough layup by Brooklyn Mitchell.
Brooklyn Mitchell finishes strong at the rim. We're under 2 minutes. Mountain Home with a three-point lead. Mears drives. Layup good.
That's by Kenley Mears.
Great job by Kenley Mears to put North Little Rock back down one. 1:40 left. Mountain Home up by one. Yonkers. Mitchell, deep three. Oh! Mitchell gets undercut on the three, does not get called for it, but Wynn Coleman gets a steal, comes away to Fossus. Mountain Home has numbers. Moore, drive it. Up, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Livy Fossus, she's going to take the foul and go to the line. That's going to be Hopkins' fifth foul. She's going to be out of this game.
And these are some big free throws for Livy Fossus coming up.
Mountain Home up one, 1:20 left. Two free throws on the way for Livy Fossness.
You doing okay there, Brad?
This is exciting, man.
It sure is.
Right here. Fossness at the free throw line. Tons of hours of work have went into these free throws. First one up. It's good. Mount Home with a two-point lead, 55-53.
Now the Mount Home's going back here, one off the lane, too.
Second free throw up. It's good. Livy Fossness does her job, makes both free throws, gives Mountain Home a three-point lead. Anna McCorn coming in for Livy Fossness. I think that's a defensive purpose here to have a long streak. 1:18 left. Mountain Home up three. Ball is going to go to Mears. Deep three, left side. It's up. No good. Anna McCorn pulls away the rebound. Brooklyn Mitchell comes away with it. 1:05 left to go. Mountain Home up three. Need to pull this out. Goes down low to McCorn. McCorn, spin move. Left hand. It's up and it's good. Anna McCorn comes in with a big 2 points. Giving Mount Home a 5-point lead. We're in 50 seconds left. North Little Rock with the ball. Mountain Home needs a stop. Down goes down low to Bruce to Edward Shepherd. Shepherd puts it in and North Little Rock going to call a timeout. Shepherd cuts it back to a three-point lead. We're going to take a break with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
And we're back here, 58-55, Mountain Home with a three-point lead. We got about 42 seconds left. Mountain Home set to inbound the ball up three. Matt, what do you do here?
But I think, I think if you're North Little Rock, I don't know how long you wait to foul, but I think you would.
I think you got to try to get a steal in the backcourt if you're North Little Rock. Other than that, you've got to foul at that point. Mountain Home's going to have to be strong with the ball as they're inbounding on the far sideline. Yonkers can run the baseline as she's setting this in. They're just going to go full court man-to-man. Ball's going to be thrown deep to Whitten Coleman. Coleman's going to get it. She's going to pull it out. Give it to McCarn. McCarn's going to get it out to Moore. Moore's going to hold it. They're going to have to foul, and they do. They foul Lakin Moore, going to send her to the line shooting two free throws. Great job by Whitten Coleman running down that.
Absolutely.
It's Leah White. That's her fifth. She is going to come out of this game.
That's two that fouled out for
them. That's four for them. I just gave her correction. Moore going to go to the free throw line. One of two will give us a two-possession lead. First one up. It's good.
Well, I know Lakin Moore struggled to get her shots off, but I tell you what, she's done some other things that have been big in this
game. She has been awesome. She makes them both. 60-55. Mountain Home with the lead. North Little Rock inbounds the ball. 30 seconds left. We're in a man-to-man. Yonkers gives it deep three. Brewster, it's up. It's no good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be Balfour. Edward Shepard's going to come away with it. She tries to drop it down low. Winton Coleman with an excellent knock out of bounds on defense for the Lady Bombers. 22.1 seconds left. Mountain Home up five. Ball inbounds. Fimple shot up. No good. Rebound's going to come away to White. White up top. Brewster. Mears. Mears going to drive. Put the ball up. It's going to go away. No good. Brooklyn Mitchell's going to pull away the rebound, and she's going to be fouled and head to the line, and that may do it.
Just about, and I think Dale Fimple just got teed up, too.
Technical foul on North Little Rock. Brooklyn Mitchell going to go to the free throw line, being strong with the ball. She's going to shoot two.
And then Mountain Home will get two more.
Mountain Home will get two more free throws after that.
First free throw up.
It's good.
Second free throw. It's good.
This will get a nine. This will get a nine if she makes it. Some have 11, some have nine. Lakin Moore makes the first free throw. We're just talking about if she makes both of these, this gets her to 1,000 career points.
Second free throw.
It's good. Lakin Moore has surpassed 1,000 career points for your Mountain Home Lady Bombers. She also gives Mountain Home a 64-55 lead. Mountain Home with the ball, inbounds it, gets it back to Moore. Moore's going to be fouled and head to the line again. Okay. Moore's going to go to the free throw line again.
Well deserved for Lakin Moore.
Absolutely. First free throw. It's good.
Never thought we'd be up double digits at this point.
I didn't. 65-55. Second one. It's off the mark and no good. North Little Rock going to dribble the ball across. Shot's going to be up by Brewster. It's no good. Rebounded, and that's how this is going to end. Mountain Home is going to finish with a 65-55 win, hard-fought win over the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats in an excellent game between two top-tier programs in the state.
Oh, my goodness.
Mountain Home is now 3-0 in trophy games, Matt. Can we make it four?
Hey,
one more in Hot Springs.
That's right.
Let's go. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back shortly with the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Hi, it's Katie at Farm.